actually focus on that.
They focus the breathing on that?
Oh, yeah. For me, they always did right in this area.
Yeah.
Get this to open up. And
okay, how are we going to get it to open up? See, you're right on the verge of opening it up. How are we going to get it? You've gone this far with patterning. Now let's take an acting example. Because the acting example is what's going to work.
Right.
Based on everything that is going on.
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to give you an example and see if you can come up with your own. I do remember when we were starting CalArts, the president, were you there when Corrigan was president?
Oh, yes, I know Corrigan.
Okay. I would think that he would have been interested in that
part. Well, right, that's okay. Another story.
Yeah. Anyway, he was going out at that time with Jane Langley, whom he then married.
Right.
And then now they're divorced.
Anyway, are they divorced now?
Yeah, he's married again.
Uh-huh.
That's a fourth wife. But this one is going to stick. This one's going to stick. She also is very beautiful. Now, Jane, the one thing, Jane had been a model at one time. And the one thing that Jane had was this incredibly beautiful chest, from chin to chest line. She just wasn't sunken in this way. She is neurotic as you or I, believe me, and a nice lady too. But the one thing she didn't have was the shoulders in. She didn't show it here.
Mm-hmm.
So I do remember sitting on a sofa and seeing her sitting on the floor the way models do, and her hands on the coffee table like this. And talking, and I remember loving the expanse of that chest and wanting that for myself. Can you take a picture in your mind of, can you perhaps use Jane as that and sort of see an evening of gaiety where the women are all beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see that, and can you see this chest being open?
Yes.
Take that for a moment and play with that, okay?
Can I move? In.
Of course, you can even walk, you can sit on the floor. You can
move. Good.
Sure, do anything you wish.
Okay.
That's wide already. And when you feel like it, because it's so good, you can even let your arms go up an inch so you don't care anything about the breath. That's lovely. Turn and let me see that too. That's all right. Okay. Good stuff. You do feel this?
Yes, it's almost like what I want is I want someone to pull on this arm so that this will just...
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard for me to stay with the image inside.
Yeah.
That's harder than... I mean, it would be much easier for me to try to do something on the outside.
That's right, but it's the image on the inside that's working. That's working. Okay. We're going to... I know. Well, you have to let it grow little by little. And also, I'm going to do something. I'm going to touch something in a minute. That did work.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like you to do is, for homework, could you go to your Vogue magazines, your Harper's Bazaar, or your paintings, reproductions of the library, and Xerox or tear out or whatever you want, pictures of exactly that chest line, chest to shoulder, and I want a lot of them, and I want you to come, and I want you to show them to me, I want you to point them out, I want you to describe it, and I want you to fill up with that quality, and it, you know, just right here. So much, that's working, and please don't try to hold on to it, you know, don't wish that you had it already, because that'll only distort you. is the body does want the back.
Correct.
It seems to want. Until the other thought is so much in the mind that the body really begins to do that. Now move the chair a little bit away from the wall. And I'm going to touch you. Sit forward in the chair. This is what I think also wants to happen. That, and as you held that image on the inside, this just filled out from the inside. That I want you to think of the shoulder blade dropping just a little bit and just settling down.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, I think, is that another place for us to get anxious is right in here. Mm-hmm. When we get anxious, it kind of crawls up on ourselves,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When we say to it, settle down, it's as though you take anxiety out from this area where it's not doing you any good anyway. And when you take that anxiety out, what happens is impressive. Is that this settles down. You know what I mean? This settles down. When this settles down, the energy flows in through here, and it comes up, and it spreads you out even more. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
See? So that this then suggests to the shoulder that it can give this towards the door, this towards the kitchen. And when that happens, this settles down a little bit more.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Like that. That's... So, I think I can draw that for
you.
Yeah. Aha! Uh-huh. Then, take that drawing, and now that we've touched, you know, that I've touched the back, and you think of this, you say, you think of a ridge of anxiety, and just, you know, you can print anxiety there if you want, and just say the anxiety isn't doing me any good there.
Mm-hmm.
It's as though you put anxiety into your elbow, which you have done. It will, I mean, it, you know, it really seems silly, you know, when you say elbow, when you think of putting anxiety there, it does seem really surreal, huh? Silly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so too, the anxiety right along the back. So when you think of this little ridge of anxiety like that, and then you say, it's not doing me any good there, I may as well settle down, then what you do is like this. Feel what happens, the whole body settles down, and it releases air or energy, and it goes back in again like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The only thing is for this next week is to take pleasure in that pattern. Take pleasure in the release of it, but don't necessarily do it. I mean, this is for it rightfully to happen and to become yours. It's got to take its time, and we don't know how much time it's going to take. Do you accept that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So we've learned already two things today, right? We learned cotton and the elbow.
I have so many silly things right now. It's like, I mean, they're not silly, but they are.
They are. It reminds me of when I read that Marilyn Monroe was on the set, and her teacher, I think Anna Strasberg or someone, was saying, Marilyn, falling leaves, Marilyn dear, falling leaves, just keep falling leaves in your mind. How silly it can sound. I mean, that's why they think actors are dumb, you know.
Crazy.
Yeah, but we're not actually. Sometimes I really think a good actor is more honest.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't you feel, than most people?
Oh.
And you really had to get rid of so much trash inside.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas other people walk around with it. And they
sure.
think actors are phony.
And it even works for them. You know, that trashy stuff. Not in business or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or writers
that.
Can do dopey things. Yeah. So what we've come to today is, one, if we think cotton in the elbow and then breathe, we get a slight, just the least ability, the ability to just lightly let them float up on air, connected to the body, connected to the center of the body, and that's a very nice feeling. We learn that. second thing we've learned is that on the inside, we're going to take Jane Lively's image until...
I'm going to write down Jane Corrigan. That'll be
Jane
good.
Corrigan, exactly.
That'll be a real good one.
I'm almost curious to know why you mean it that way. Jane Corrigan's image.
Just, I love it. Oh, God.
You know, she is really still.
I don't know.
She does seem.
I thought she was very phony.
I was going to say, she seems phony.
And he only married her because she had money.
That's true. And he needed a wife in that position. I agree with him.
He told me that. He actually told me.
He must have been.
No, he told me he was drunk.
Yeah,
he told me that later. I don't know if they were divorced. No, they weren't divorced yet. It must have been maybe on the verge.
Yeah. It's true. I know that.
He actually told me that this was this one night in New York. He was very drunk. And I was going out with this fellow that was from the Vanderbilt family, who was, and he was a very sick man. He was quite sick in the mind. Mm-hmm. Very funny and very bright, but quite sick. Mm-hmm. So Corrigan was advising me to not, don't do it. Don't marry this guy.
You'll be sorry.
Don't ever marry anybody. And I mean, I remember that. Don't ever marry anybody for money. You'll be sorry. Don't do it. It's a mistake.
Oh, see, he is smart.
Oh, he's very smart.
He's very smart.
Very smart.
And Dickie, who worked under him as chairman of the film department, they said, Mama, he's a great head of, department. He said, he's really great.
Yeah.
And you know, Cardin, at that time, you couldn't trust him from here to the end of the sofa, from the middle of the sofa to the end of the sofa. And he was always making it back up with people. And Herbert had said, if he screws Dickie, I'll kill him. But he really is a good guy, and he's smart. I don't think he's doing bad things so much.
Well, who did he marry this last time?
The woman who was an editor in Chicago of a book, another anthology or something.
Hmm.
And everyone likes her in Milwaukee because they live there.
Oh, good.
The one thing I do have to say is that Jane only sounds funny. She isn't. She's very, very nice. But it takes a while.
Yeah, I only met her maybe. I only saw her twice.
Exactly. And she gives the air of being the most phony girl.
Yeah, it was like,
yes, and this darling and that. She's not. She's really nice. But. I mean, that's her defense. And
I actually got that she was nice. I remember that part, too. But I was so sort of overwhelmed by this other thing.
That's right.
That it was hard to sort of notice.
Yeah, that she's a nice girl. She is. And this other thing is a defense, because she's vulnerable.
Something she's learned.
And, really frightened and very intelligent and really very kind. Mm-hmm. No, she's a good woman. And she doesn't screw other women. She doesn't really, although she sounds like, she's very, very kind. Yeah, so that's,
Does she still live here?
She does, yes. She lives in Bel Air, and she's writing now. And we don't see each other much because it's wild. I mean, she's a wild
woman. I met his first wife, too. Liz? Jess?
No, Liz was the second wife.
Oh, she was the, that's right.
She was
second
a
one.
Wild girl.
She was very pretty. I met her accidentally one night in New York at this performance.
Yeah, I did meet Liz. And she dumped him just as he took on the CalArts thing.
That's not the way he talked.
Oh, really?
He said he dumped her.
No, she dumped him. But he had said to me that he dumped his first wife, the second wife dumped him, and then she and Jane didn't. Funny.
Maybe he'd like my performance piece on divorce.
He's the boy. We must invite him to it.
Are we through?
We are. What time is it? 10 after 1. Let me give you 5 more minutes because we had a good. It's 10 after, and we started at 10 after. The 10 minutes we're talking, and the last 3 minutes was gossip. So I owe you 3 minutes. Gossip, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Okay. Wait, we were talking about Jane Cargan's chest.
Yes, I wrote that down.
All right. And so you will really, you know, allow this, and also the reproductions, photographs that you're going to bring, just sort of to desire it now. And there's one other thing that I learned at the Fletcher Studio. When you can allow that ridge of anxiety to release, and when the shoulder blades just settle down and the back settles down, what happens is if the chest is supple, it floats up rightly mm-hmm. to the place in the ceiling where the ceiling meets the wall. I believe it's called a balance. See, you feel that feeling? Mm-hmm. Stand up for a minute. Now, just look over there while I do this. I'm going to let you settle down. Don't care if it doesn't happen. It settles down. And when the air comes up, this floats up to there. Do you feel it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, now try it on me because mine already does that. Put one hand in both. Watch me very much. I'm settling down. Do you feel it floating?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you feel acid bearing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's because this has finally become
that's what those dancers do. I mean, in all the dance classes I took, you know, they always wanted to get me to feel.
Yeah.
You know, I could never do it.
But they do it from the outside.
Yes, they do.
Which is very dangerous. We were mm-hmm. doing, did you notice that mine?
Yes.
From inside. That's what you want to learn.
Right.
Okay. So, I think what, we will leave it with this. Take pleasure in adding this to your array of exercises. One day, we're going to take this and see whether we can really be graceful. We're not working towards grace right now, do you notice? We're working just to release that. But one day, you know, we want to be able to, turn and then say, yes, my Lord, yes, what is it, my dear? You know? I mean, really just on air. That's the way. And it seems to me that you're going to be able to do that. Because it's nothing involved other than the release of the tension and that feeling of the body moving from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And from this being, oh, come on, love it. From this, I feel like some fake, you know, foreign, you know, is it, my darling, listen to me. You know? And from here you go to here, and from here you go there, from here you go to there.